weeks ago, with rumors circulating that some agency heads may be looking to depart the Scott administration, Governor Rick Scott addressed the speculation.
You know, whenever there's the change of 4 years, you finish that. Some people decide to move on, and some people decide to stay. But as we have announcements, we'll make those.
Now, weeks later, Scott announced the first person to move on since his reelection is Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Mike Cruz. Cruz is calling it a retirement and plans to take another position in the criminal justice field. As the third prison chief named in the incumbent's first term, he did last the longest with close to 2 years on the job. His first predecessor, Ed Buss, was forced to resign in just months over a controversial prison privatization effort, and Ken Tucker, who left under much better circumstances, left after about a year. On the day of his appointment by Scott, Cruz said he hoped to bring stability and consistency to the agency.
If there's a group of people that deserve some consistency and some stability and some good news, it is the Florida Department of Corrections. The hardworking, dedicated that come to work and do their job every day, they do it the right way for the right reasons.
Under his leadership, the department worked to whittle down its deficit, and Cruz took charge of an effort to privatize the prison health care services, which led to several legal battles. But perhaps in the most recent months, things grew more intense as his agency came under scrutiny after a series of media reports detailed inmate abuse allegations and the agency's handling of the investigations, particularly after it came to light that an investigation into the death of a mentally ill inmate who died a gruesome death in a scalding hot shower is still ongoing after 2 years. Cruz started touring the state's correctional facilities, fired prison guards as well as some top officials, and was in the process of implementing a series of reforms. Those included creating a mental health care ombudsman, having the Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigate unnatural deaths, and creating an inmate death website. In an earlier interview, he said his overall goal for all of these reforms is to be open and transparent and make sure the safety of everyone is paramount.
Part of that is doing the right thing. And the right thing is when we've got bad seeds, we're not going to sweep it under the rug. Someone that does that, that pushes it aside or says, you know what, we're not going to take any action on this, they're just as guilty as the person that did it, in my book. And as we've gone around this state for the last several months, what we've impressed upon our leadership teams at all 49 of our institutions I've been to is that, yes, we expect and have high expectations for how we're going to conduct ourselves as an agency and as members of this agency.
I think that Secretary Cruz is somebody who truly wanted to change the department, but it's like moving an aircraft carrier. It takes a long time because it's a huge bureaucracy, and I don't mean that in a pejorative sense, but it takes time to change the culture.
That's Barney Bishop, the CEO of the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, who says he's sad the department is losing a good man. Bishop recently worked with Cruz and other state officials on a prison reform initiative that allows released inmates get an ID card to help them successfully re-enter society and reduce the recidivism rate or the chance they'll come back to prison. And he hopes to build on those efforts again this year. Bishop says he's willing to work with the new secretary on these initiatives. Still, while he believes most correctional officers are good people, he says the new head has to be strong enough to clean up the culture. And that's something that may be looked at in 2015. Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz chaired the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee under former House Speaker Will Weatherford.
Well, it's important to confront the reality that the Department of Corrections has had generational challenges, you know, dating back to Governor Askew's time in office. The main problem at the Department of Corrections is that we have so much turnover, bad actors are able to realize that they can outlive their bosses in their professional careers. And so we've got to determine how to create more stability in that agency. And just as a state, we cannot allow a system to continue that doesn't protect those that are in our custody.
That was also part of a report by a Florida State University think tank called Project on Accountable Justice. It talks about how, including Cruz, there have been six secretaries appointed over an eight-year period. PAJ Director Deborah Brodsky says the goal is to help launch a discussion about bettering the correction system.
The agency secretary is such a critical position. We thought that providing some options for consideration would be helpful. One way to do that would be to sort of decouple that position with the actual term of the governor by extending it to 5 years, providing conditional review and recommendations for this seating as this position from an oversight body that is broader than just the governor's office.
We need to take a hard look at the prison system.
For the past 2 years, Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley was charged with leading the Senate's criminal justice budget panel. He says he's looked at the PAJ's report, and with recent events in mind, the prison system has been on the brain.
I'm certainly deeply concerned about the events that we've learned have occurred at some of the facilities around the state. And so I'm very interested in having a robust discussion with the leaders of the Department of Corrections about where we go from here.
And as former vice chair and newly elected Senate Democratic leader Athenia Joyner agrees.
We've got to reform our prison system, without a doubt. It's apparent that there are problems. People are dying needlessly incarcerated in this state, and we're going to get it right.
For now, Governor Scott has not named a permanent agency head, so Cruz's interim replacement is Tim Cannon, a deputy secretary. His first day is December 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.